For this week's big story in the Quad City Times, Amanda Hancock went behind the scenes with Ballet Quad Cities. I'm Lacey Scarmana from WVIK, and I spoke with Hancock about this experience. I began by asking about the origins of Ballet Quad Cities.
So this is the 20th anniversary of Ballet Quad Cities, which means it started in 1996. It was started by Jody Cook, who was a stay-at-home mom before she got this idea that the Quad Cities needed a professional ballet company. So she was in her 40s and volunteering around schools and said, I think we need a professional ballet company. So she started with one paid dancer and a very small budget and just started knocking on doors and heard a lot of, like, no's, heard a lot of, what are you doing? And just kept it growing step by step. So every year it got better, she says, and every year she added dancers, and now it's at 11 paid dancers who are from all over the country, from Oregon, from New York. And yeah, they have just grown each
which
year.
Is cool, because we're close to Chicago, we're pretty close to St. Louis, but for the Quad Cities to have its own ballet, that's a pretty big deal, right?
Yeah, it's a huge deal, actually. That's what kind of, when I started this story, I was trying to figure out how unique that was. And for our size community and just where we are geographically, it's very unique, because you think of ballet companies on the coasts. So Ballet Quad Cities is the longest running residential professional ballet company in Iowa and Western Illinois. And there's only 100 of these left in the country. So to keep this one going has been quite a feat.
So what are some of the keys to success for sustaining it for this long?
Yeah. Funding is obviously a huge deal. Just getting people to sign on. They have a budget of about $500,000 each year, which is relatively small, like thinking of all they have to do. And only 15% of that comes from ticket sales. So it's a lot of sponsorships and donors and doing that kind of legwork. And then obviously artistically kind of building a formidable company that's really like full of trained dancers who've been doing this their whole lives.
What are some of the main draws to attract these really talented dancers to the Quad Cities?
I've heard, when talking to dancers, they say Ballet Quad Cities is really unique because it's small. So when they get hired, they're attracted by the opportunities they have here. They aren't just one of many on stage or in the studio to kind of stand in the background and be wallpaper, as they say. They're in the front. They kind of have a say and have a voice in what the company is about. And they have opportunities to do original choreography and try different styles of ballet and different styles of dance. And it's really not just the Nutcracker, you know, it's like they really get into it and try different things. So it's opportunities they wouldn't get at the huge ballet companies where you're just kind of the lowest of the low.
And you've interviewed them, of course, and seen them rehearse and perform. What are some of the most surprising things you learned of watching these dancers in action?
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, you think of ballet and you think of like tutus and it's very beautiful and graceful, and you don't always think about the work that goes into it. And just watching them, it's really like a sports team, but probably more intense because they're there every day, and after they leave work, they're still like doing yoga or going to the gym or running or lifting weights. And what I was surprised by was just kind of the ugly things you see, like their feet obviously are their biggest instrument. So they're pretty rough, and just the torn muscles and the falls and the things that they have to do to look perfect, where really their bodies are kind of fighting them to look that way. So it's a whole different animal in terms of what an athlete is.
Yeah, which is crazy because when we watch, they do look perfect and beautiful. Yeah. And graceful.
Yeah.
But your readers can get a glimpse of this side too. You took a photographer with you to capture some of these behind the scenes moments.
Yes. Our photographer, Andy Abeda, had 5,000 photos from this project and kind of narrowed it down to his favorites. And it really shows what we've been talking about of behind the scenes of the ballet, not just what you see on stage, not just that final product, but what it takes to get there. And kind of those moments in the studio where they're thinking about what they're doing and trying to kind of put everything together, and where they're sitting in the studio tying their pointe shoes, and when there's like they're doing those giant leaps in the air in their sweatpants, and as well as those moments behind the stage at the Adler Theater where they're about to go on and they're kind of like in that moment of anticipation, and just those quiet moments you might not see, and also the intensity of what it takes to get there. So
thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's Amanda Hancock, a reporter from the Quad City Times. You can read her big story and view the photos of Ballet Quad Cities this Sunday in the Times.